I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. One of the prominent features of many of the Frum publications of the Frum magazines is the section for recipes. There's some beautiful tablescapes, there's some wonderful recipes there, and women enjoy reading it. One of the favorite pastimes women have is to flip through cookbooks. And it would seem that it's an appropriate, it's a kosher activity to engage in on a Shabbos afternoon to relax. But the truth is, it's really not that simple. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, right off the bat on the top of Amud Aleph, introduces to us the prohibition of reading on Shabbos Shtari Hedyotos. And most strictly translated is contracts. A person's not allowed to read contracts on Shabbos, a person's not allowed to read material related to one's business. The explanation the Rishonim give is based on the Pasuk in Yeshayah Mim Tzuchef Tzucha Dabar Dover. It's really a broad guidance that we have that the activities that we engage in on Shabbos have to be different than the activities that we do during the week. And therefore, that applies to our reading material as well, that you're only supposed to read material that's appropriate for Shabbos, and business ventures aren't appropriate for Shabbos. You're not allowed to engage in business on Shabbos, and you shouldn't read about business on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Harav speaks out explicitly, doesn't seem that there's much machlokes about this, that any malacha, really, would be prohibited to read about on Shabbos, and therefore a cookbook as well. Some poskim argue that it's a direction manual. It's a guidance, how to cook. One of the 30 malachas is ofa, is bishul. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to read a manual, how to cook. Therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to read a cookbook on Shabbos because it's shtari hadyotos. It's teaching you how to do a malacha on Shabbos, which would be prohibited just like shtari hadyotos. However, there are some poskim that argue. They explain that it's just not true. When a woman reads a cookbook, they're not reading it in order to get directions how to cook. They're looking at it for enjoyment. They're looking at it for inspiration, to get ideas, to understand how different foods interact with each other, what could taste good together, how would things look, how would they be presented. And therefore, it's really similar to Sifrei Chachma. It's Machlokes, the Ashkenaz and Paskin, that you're allowed to read Sifrei Chachma on Shabbos. You're allowed to read books about astronomy, physics, science. That's not a problem of Shtar Hedotah. Similarly, you're reading about the Chachma, the wisdom of cooking. You're not reading a direction manual how to cook. It's not how to perform the malacha of bishul, but rather it's just in order to inspire you and for you to get enjoyment. Therefore, while I saw numerous poskim, I saw Ephraim Greenblatt quoted for Ramosha that he didn't recommend women to read cookbooks on Shabbos. The Bar Moshe wanted it to be makel, and in fact, I saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky quoted that it wouldn't be a problem. And it seems that this is what the machlokas revolves around. Why is a woman reading the recipe? Are they reading it in order to learn how to cook this specific item? How to perform the malacha of cooking? Or is it just in order to get inspiration and for enjoyment and to greater understand the art of cooking?